in the, backing in the state are backing her. And again, Brent Woodall got $10,000 as well.
Yeah, well, that tells me the story. So I appreciate your time and thank you. Continued success there on the radio.
I appreciate that, Mike. Thank you so much.
Just to reiterate, candidate in office we're speaking of?
Robin Leidecker, who is running for the Public Service Commission, and I will have to tell you what seat she's running for, because I do not know it offhand, and that is my vote.
Sometimes we have listeners just checking in, and they miss the subject.
So Robin Leidecker is running for Public Service Commission against Chip Beaker. This is her second race in that, and I'm dadgummit. I'm looking at the news story, and it does not have which place she's running for. So I'm sure someone's going to text me in half a second and tell me.
So one thing our listeners are very interested in where this out of state, outside liberal money is coming in and going to.
Yeah, well, it's so interesting to me. So in Tuscaloosa, there was a candidate who got kicked off the ballot because he gave $500 to Walt Maddox. Okay? Are you following that?
So far.
So the Republican Party said you can't support Democrats and then run as a Republican, right? Well,
okay.
So you can't support Democrats and run as a Republican. What if you're a Republican being supported by Democrats? So that candidate got kicked off the ballot for $500. Well, you look at Nelson Brook, who is supporting these two Republicans, and he gave Walt Maddox $6,000.
What's about the inverse property?
So
doesn't that apply here?
So I'm intrigued to see if it does apply or will apply. It didn't last cycle. Last cycle, they let, you know, Robin just, it was what it was. So maybe that has emboldened them to get more active. But I will say, of all the contributions given over the years by this individual, these are two of the biggest. And so he supports very liberal Democrats and has not given them as much money. And so either has he had a change of heart?
Doubtful. I'm not buying that.
I'm looking at his campaign finance report, by the way. He's given and I know we're going to have to go to a break here in a second.
Yes, we can almost get back on schedule.
I know. Almost.
Almost.
So I'm looking at, and it's Nelson, Nelson Brooke, Brooke, and he gave $10,000 to Brent Woodall, $20,000 to Robin Leidecker, and then $10,000 to Robin Leidecker, I believe it was last cycle, and then he gave $5,000 to Next Generation Alabama PAC, which, by the way, what that PAC says is that they can support progressive.
There's the word.
The purpose of the Next Generation Alabama PAC is to elect the next generation of progressive Democrat leadership in Alabama. That is literally the contribution that comes after his support of the two PSC candidates.
Republicans.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Republicans. And then he's got Heather Millam, who I believe also ran, Secretary of State or PSC. I'm sorry, I don't know my Democrat candidates as well. And then, of course, the contributions to Walt Maddox, and Joe Siegelman. And so, it's Sue Bell Cobb, another Joe Siegelman, Joseph J. Siegelman, Sue Bell Cobb, and Patricia Ann Todd, which is the individual who was a member of the State House, left. She said she was getting an activist job in Orlando, then actively said something something about the governor of Alabama and had that job rescinded. And so I think she's still here. So, yes, some of the most leftist candidates supported by this individual and then the two Republicans. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break. Back in a minute.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Stocks are deeply in the red on Wall Street, led by steep drops in retailers as Target plunged after issuing a grim quarterly earnings report. The Dow off 1,017 points, now the NASDAQ 519 points lower, and the S&P 146 points in the red. Firefighters have been able to slow the growth of a massive wildfire burning in the mountains of northeastern New Mexico as they prepare for another round of red flag weather. Forecasters warning that hot, dry, windy conditions that have prompted warnings for high fire danger are due to start again on Thursday. And U.S. officials say the COVID-19 pandemic could get worse in the weeks ahead, and more people could be advised to, again, wear masks indoors. This is SRN News.
Are you unhappy with your Medicare supplement plan? Are you paying too much for doctors or drugs? Did you know that you don't need to wait for the annual enrollment period to switch plans? You heard me right. With Chapter, you can apply to switch your Medicare supplement plan whenever you want. Chapter is a free service that helps you make sure you are on the right Medicare plan for your needs. Chapter searches thousands of options to find a plan that best suits your specific healthcare needs and could save you thousands of dollars each year. Because healthcare should be your choice, not a bureaucrat's decision. Whether you're already enrolled in a Medicare supplement plan or you're new to Medicare, call Chapter and make sure your choice is the right choice. It could be the last call you ever need to maximize your Medicare benefits. The service is free. So call today. Call 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for the hottest weather so far this year. In fact, we may be flirting with some records over the next couple of days and still dry. So for today and tomorrow, hot and dry, mostly sunny skies, high both days right around 96. The record is 97. Even on Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 95. Then over the weekend, scattered showers and thunderstorms as a front approaches. Saturday's high, 92. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. An Autauga County prosecutor says a special grand jury returned more than three dozen charges against three former workers at a church daycare center after watching security videos that showed children under two being hit, kicked, and punched. The three were charged with child abuse and failure to report child abuse. The 44 total charges stem from their work at a daycare operated by Journey Church of the River Region. Montgomery police say a woman has been arrested and charged with the murder of a Montgomery man back in December of 2020. 24-year-old Deja Powell is charged with murder in the death of 29-year-old Keith Spells. The shooting occurred Monday, December 28th of 2020 in the 400 block of Arthur Street. And the Montgomery City Council has voted unanimously to reinstate the business license for Martin's Restaurant. The popular eatery had their license revoked due to failure to pay city sales tax, but owner Marianne Merritt developed a plan to repay the city. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Andrew Sorrell, husband, father, Christian, small business owner, and a proven fiscal conservative. For the last 4 years, Andrew Sorrell has been representing the families of Alabama House District 3 as their state representative. And now, he wants to take his common sense conservative approach to Montgomery to serve as our next state auditor.
If you believe in government accountability, I'm Andrew Sorrell, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by committee to elect Andrew Sorrell. P.O. Box 2876, Muscle Shoals, Alabama 35662.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Baker because Chip Baker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Baker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Baker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Baker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Baker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You never get the second chance to make a great first impression. Here's how you can make your home stand out. Appearance. Beautify. Clean up and clear out. Call me at 334-398-2896. We can get you moving.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Thanks, everyone.
You made it back on time.
I really like doing that to you.
We were going to talk about the congressional hearings into UFOs. That happened yesterday. I had my big chance. And there you come. Round the corner. Very, very nice speed. That's impressive.
Well, here's...
You can move that fast.
Here's what's funny. So, for the listeners, not only did I return just in the nick of time to the studio...
Save the day.
But the reason I'm late is because I was going to get Krispy Kreme donuts. And then I was informed that there were other donuts in the break room. And so I had to beeline from the front of the building.
Now you got
to
make a decision.
Back of the building. Yeah. And to be clear, there I got a chocolate covered one and I got a coconut covered one.
Yeah.
And that information is not to be shared with our fearless station owner because
And you'll be eating those outside.
I'll be eating those outside.
That's how that's going to go down.
Oh, Lord.
Officially.
All right. So 272-9228, if you guys want to call to get in on the conversation about this election cycle. There is a lot happening and it's just so much fun.
You really do enjoy this. You're just amped up.
A pig in mud.
It's like just endorphins are flying around the room and a lot of enthusiasm.
I love it.
Do you have a crash
so hard.
You've got to. You can't stay at this pace.
I love it. And I love... In the same way when it comes to legislative session, too, I absolutely love watching how the sausage is made. I just enjoy it on a level that is silly. And I know that it's easy to be, it is so easy to get jaded in this business. When you're looking at where the money comes from and when you're looking at the broken promises, but then I feel like you look and you see the people who really want to do something cool.
That's what's made it much more interesting for me is meeting some of the candidates and hearing you speak on them, how personable they are. It makes it much more real.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah, they're not just a person on the ad. They're people I've met in real life. I've shook their hands. I've talked to their staff. And again, with very rare exception, I like them as people across the board.
It's making it hard for me to continue to just hate government in general. So
I know.
Thanks a lot.
I know. It is one of those, I know that people are jaded. I know it's easy to get jaded. And I can hate and do hate the swampiness. And there's a swampiness at every level of government. I hate the swampiness. But there are individuals I believe in who want to do something differently.
Genuinely.
I've discovered that.
In meeting some of these candidates, they are genuinely concerned and they really want to serve the public.
Yes.
Which is what it's all about. If only we could get back to that. But it starts at the grassroots level, right here where we're at.
Yeah.
So it is important work.
It really is. All right, let's go to Flower Child.
Hey, I am a sunlight person too.
Like, oh man, you jaywalkers!
Man loved lived in caves. and women want to live in, I call it a fishbowl is what I like.
And see what it's gotten us. Thanks a lot.
No, but I mean, really, you know, I only have curtains in the bedrooms, and everything else just has balances because I love so much.
It's good for you. It is one of those very, you know, it doesn't cost anything extra to open the blinds, and it's good for your mood. It's good for your, like, what your body knowing when you wake, when to sleep. It's just, I feel better when I have natural sunlight.
Yeah, you got serotonin being released, et cetera, you know.
I would love to grow
flowers in Oregon and Washington State, but I couldn't stand the rain all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, of course, you know, looking at things online, I may be mistaken, so I'll stand corrected. But according to my research, Alabama has a $10 billion annual budget.
Okay.
I mean, some people, they were splitting hairs in that, you know, that you had the education budget.
There are two budgets, yes. So we have the general fund budget and we have the education budget.
Which I've just got educated on that. So at first I thought, well, why is Alabama so much less than Mississippi? And then I went back and I researched it. So Mississippi is $6 billion and Georgia is $27 billion, if I look these up correctly, okay? Because, like I said, you know, when they divided into Part A and Part B, you can't always, unless you want to do them in depth. So that's $43 billion. And they want to send, did they pass that? I thought Rand Paul had stopped that. $40 billion to Ukraine.
I just got a statement from Tuberville that he was opposed to it.
Good, and finally.
So the Alabama, by the way, the Alabama, this year's budget, which was the biggest, is $2.7 billion for the general fund.
Yes.
So that,
but it's $8-something for education.
And then the I'm looking for the
unless I did it.
No, I should have it in front of me, but I don't want to misstate. So I will tell you what that is as soon as I verify them.
Well, all I was trying to compare was those three
state budgets.
The amount
of spending, yeah. It's wild. It's a lot.
Ukraine gets $40 billion, and we've got three states that they're sending over our money that we pay in on April 15th every year to $40 billion to Ukraine? I don't think so.
Yeah. State education budget.
I crossed off those two names, that Robin and Brent, when I looked into, you know, told where the money was coming from. We're talking about that Bernie Sanders kind of new Green Deal kind of money, right?
Oh, yeah. We're talking about people who are opposed to much more than they're supportive of. Now, I say that people, I have had individuals say, well, you're just against you just hate the environment, don't you? I don't hate the environment. I love clean air. I love clean water just as much as everybody. I want the rivers to be, people to be able to swim in them and fish from them and eat that fish. I also understand we need roads. I also understand we need buildings. I understand we need cars and electricity. And I think we need an all-of-the-above approach to energy and not this subsidizing all things green.
Oh, I agree with you, too. I mean, you know, they're just crazy. And if they want to pay those crazy prices, you know, and they can afford it, go for it. You know, if you can live in a state like that and you've got the big salary and you can live off the grid with sunshine, you know, 340 days a year, you know, go for it. Can I get in Sweet Creek? I always forget that.
Of course.
826.
Got it.
Stand by.
And then I was trying to come up with an acronym. I wish Mo would come up with an acronym about people that will not debate each other. We as voters deserve
We don't need an acronym. We can just call them what they are, which is scared. They or their team have decided that they would make a mistake if they debated, and so they will not do it.
And that would mean they'd have to do their homework right and be up to par.
Flower Child, let me get those numbers again.
826.
Thank you.
But I'm definitely a Mo person. I was a Jeff Sessions person. Tuberville's doing better than I thought. I just wish he would stop day trading. And anybody that Mitch McConnell wants, as in Katie, I don't want. He's never been. He's a rhino, definitely. He's not a libertarian or a Republican.
I believe we're going to get into a runoff situation. I mean, there's the numbers bear that out. And the question is, who do you want in the runoff? And I'll tell you, I want Mo Brooks. I do not want to have to choose between Katie and Durant. So I'm voting Mo Brooks.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Durant portrays himself as being courageous, you know, helicopters and everything, but he gave Joey a lame excuse the other day about just a conflict of schedule.
Here's the deal, okay? This isn't complicated. If you want to do something, you do it.
Yeah.
You don't come up with an excuse. You just do it.
And excuses always sound lame, no matter who they come from.
Yes. All right. We are going to hit a quick break here, Flower Child.
Thanks, and I hope I win on Friday. It's been a while.
It has been a while. All right. Thank you.
Oops.
All right.
trying to get back on schedule here.
All right. Back in just a moment with more Straight Talk with April Marie.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Will Dismukes has your back. A model conservative, Will Dismukes votes like you would in the Alabama House of Representatives. Will Dismukes voted against KIV's 10-cent gas tax that goes up forever, and he supports a repeal of that tax. Will Dismukes owns a small business in Elmore County. He knows how important small business is and spoke out against the economic shutdown in 2020. Will Dismukes voted yes to ban critical race theory in our schools. Will Dismukes voted yes to pass one of the strongest pro-life bills in the country. Will Dismukes voted yes on every bill that protects our Second Amendment. Look, don't believe everything you hear. Will Dismukes has your back on all of the issues that mean the most to you. On May 24th, vote Will Dismukes, House District 88. He's got your back.
I'm Will Dismukes, and I would appreciate your vote on Tuesday, May 24th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Dismukes, P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
Retired Colonel James Henderson, ordained minister.
KIV shut the churches down, but kept the abortion clinics open. KIV is aiding and abetting murder when she allowed the abortion mills to stay open. Lindy Blanchard is a defender of life. She adopts children. She stands for life. She's the most pro-life candidate for governor I've ever known. That's why I'm supporting Lindy Blanchard, the governor we need.
Paid by Blanchard for Governor, Box 241331, Montgomery, Alabama.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi want to impose their radical socialist ideas on Alabama. Their extreme left-wing policies have given us runaway inflation, making food and gas unaffordable, chaos at our southern border, rampant crime, and historic deficits that are robbing our children's future. Socialist Democrats want to cancel our Constitution and erase our Second Amendment. But Mike Rogers is our way of fighting back. Mike Rogers stands proud with President Trump to make America energy independent and to finish President Trump's border wall. Mike is fighting to protect our deeply held Alabama values and to cut wasteful spending. Mike Rogers is our trusted Alabama conservative, and Mike Rogers is our way of fighting back. On May 24th, please vote for Mike Rogers for Congress.
This is Mike Rogers, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mike Rogers for Congress, Post Office Box 1113, Anniston, Alabama 36202.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Baker, because Chip Baker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Baker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Baker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Baker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Baker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama 36109.
I desperately needed a car, but I didn't want to go through the hassle of trying to finance through a dealership. So I went to LightStream, and I got a loan fast.
Now you can buy the used car you want with a fixed, low-rate loan from LightStream.
The loan process was so easy. I signed all the documents and completed the process while getting my hair done.
I had my money the same day with LightStream. Having that cash helped me get a much better deal. And the LightStream payments are so affordable.
Now you can get the money you need fast for the used car you love with LightStream. Loans start at just 3.99% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit when you buy from the dealership. Apply today at lightstream.com/rate and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/RATE for your extra discount. Lightstream.com/rate.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 3.99% APR to 9.49% APR and included 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/rate for more information.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie Fogle here. I'm told there's another poll and I can't find it, dadgummit. You guys know how much I love this.
Political junkie. And it is coming in.
Everybody
new
needs
shipments every day.
Everybody's got a vice, okay?
Yeah, well, it's a good one compared to some that I know.
True story. Everyone I know has a vice.
Yes, we do.
My vice is that I am a political junkie. Have been my whole adult life. To the point where I truly, I had a wake-up call that I was living my life in the political fast lane, moving campaign to campaign, job to job, having fun, making friends. You know, it's in campaigns, you never, when that is your world, you know, everybody I know who's a dear friend besides the friends from college, I know by cycle, right? So I can tell you my friend Jonathan Barbie. I can tell you what cycle I met him. I can tell you my friend, you know, Jim Ziegler, what cycle I met him.
Yes.
Right? And so when I was 30, just before I turned 30, I kind of had a literal come to Jesus moment where I realized this is not what God intended for my life. I wanted more than anything to be a wife and mother, and I had put politics and my love of politics before the dream that I had had since I was a child to be a wife and a mother, and I changed my course accordingly. I changed everything so that I could slow down, and it is one of those decisions where I look at my three beautiful children, and I know women in politics who never had children or had them and were a lot more absent than I have to be because they put their drug of choice politics is not conducive to healthy relationships or a healthy lifestyle. All right. Off that soapbox. You guys, love politics, family, and God. I don't talk about my faith a lot, but I'll tell you, I saved from myself is what the Lord did. He saved me from myself. Okay. Speaking of needing to be saved, you guys know how much these videos on Libs of TikTok are so eye-opening. What we're seeing on the screen here is a mother talking to her young son. The young son, I'm just describing this because you can't see it. The young son is wearing a girl's dress. They are in a dressing room,
and it's very frilly. It's like a tutu.
It is.
Almost.
It's a tutu on the bottom. Very feminine, light
rainbow colors. Pastel.
It's pastel rainbow, and so we are going to hear the mother, using the term loosely, speak to her son.
Hold on. You love it, and you want it, and you picked it out, but you don't. But you don't want it for school. Can you tell me why?
Because last time I wore a dress to school, everybody called me a girl.
Oh. Well, what did we learn from My Shadow is Pink?
Even when you wear a dress, you're not a girl.
What makes a shirt for a boy or a girl?
Nothing.
So do you want this? You picked it out.
I do want it.
You want to wear it all the time at home, but not at school, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
I don't want to get made fun of, and that's what they always do when I wear pink.
baby.
Not when I do it only on special occasions.
What makes you like dresses so much?
I just like dresses.
Do you think bright, pretty colors and dresses and sequins and jewels and golds, all the things that you always want to wear, do you think that's your innermost you?
It is.
Well, how are you going to be your innermost you when we live in a place that people think clothing belongs to a particular gender?
Poor child.
It's a trick, isn't it? You know, your mommy gets made fun of by people for looking like this, too.
She looks...
What do you think about that?
Somewhat
masculine?
That's just wrong. That's just wrong. Right? Do you remember Jeffrey Marsh?
Jeffrey Marsh? Who's Jeffrey Marsh?
Jeffrey Marsh is one of the most beautiful people. Remember, they were born a boy, but they know that they're just them. What about Ty?
She's a girl.
They get made fun of sometimes too, ma'am. I guess you just have to decide if being you is the most important part of you.
Let's go.
Okay, let's.
So he walks out holding the dress.
Yes.
Now, there are individuals who will say that that mother is just supporting her child who is interested in dress up. And I would say you're an idiot and an a-hole.
That's what she's trying to project.
She is projecting. The person she brought up, Jeffrey Marsh, if you Google search Jeffrey Marsh is an individual that children should not know. He is they use the pronoun they and the MX as a gender neutral title. He has identified at various times in his life as a gay man, a queer man, a gender queer man, and now gender fluid. And he is a man who dresses like a woman, but he is not trying to pass. He has a men's haircut, men's facial hair, but wears makeup. Here's the deal, guys. You cannot convince me that this is not child abuse. You can't convince me of it. This mother is teaching her son that he should just go ahead and wear the dress, even if his friends pick on him.
Yeah, what's his life like at school? That's why he doesn't want to wear a dress at school. He's a little boy.
He's a little boy, and his friends call him a girl, and he doesn't want to be called a girl. What does this child look like in 5 years? The mother takes him to the doctor, and the doctor says, oh, you've been like this since you were 3 or 4. And this is what this child, this is what he was hearing when he was 3 or 4. And you, people are, oh, you're so evil for wanting to take medication away.
No, this protecting the most innocent among
protecting.
Us is our duty.
All right, we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, I have some of this new polling numbers. 272-9228 if you want to call to get in on the conversation. I believe I had my dates mixed up, and so we will have Leslie in another day. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Murray.
Stay tuned for more local, state, and national news here on Straight Talk with April Marie on News Talk 93.1.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
My name is Dean Odle, and I am a Republican candidate for governor of Alabama. That's Dean Odle, O-D-L-E. Sadly, Alabama ranks dead last in K-12 education. Governor Kay Ivey has had almost 5 years to fix this problem, and yet Alabama is still at the bottom. In 2017, Florida ranked 29th in K-12 education, and now they are ranked third. What changed in Florida? New leadership. New leadership that ended Common Core and greatly expanded their school choice programs. My plan is to end Obama's Common Core curriculum and give all parents a choice through a complete school voucher program. Giving Kay Ivey 4 more years with our school children would be like giving the keys back to a drunk driver. On May 24th, vote Dean Odle for governor. Go to DeanOdleForGovernor.com and join the movement today. It's time for real change. Paid for by Dean Odle for Governor, P.O. Box 621, Opelika, Alabama 36803.
When our communities needed him, he volunteered to serve. Troy Stubbs, a former educator, he now owns a local small business in Wetumpka. Troy Stubbs will take fresh ideas and Elmore County values to Montgomery. Like Trump, he's tired of political correctness and believes real leaders get things done. Troy Stubbs stands for the flag. He's not afraid to tell you he's pro-life and will fight to kick any abortion provider out of Alabama. He's proud to be endorsed by the NRA and defend our freedoms. Troy Stubbs never runs from a fight. He'll take on Joe Biden's cancel culture any day of the week. Whether it's critical race theory, endless mandates, or some far-left idea, Troy Stubbs will fight for our freedoms and against the woke mob. Proud Alabamian, steadfast conservative Republican. Troy Stubbs for State Representative, District 31.
Paid for by Troy Stubbs for State House, P.O. Box 429, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
Looking for luxury and performance at an affordable price? Then check out the all-new Infiniti of Montgomery. New location, new management. Here's Jim McCain.
Don't settle for just any vehicle. Lease the hot-selling 2022 Infiniti QX55 Lux with all-wheel drive for just $643 a month for 42 months with $49.99 due at signing.
Infiniti of Montgomery has the selection you're looking for. We have over 16 QX80s with third-row seats to choose from. Don't pay over MSRP somewhere else. Shop Infiniti of Montgomery and get prices below MSRP.
Considering a Nissan, Honda, Audi, Lexus, or even a BMW, you owe it to yourself to look at the sporty new Infiniti models.
This is the home of affordable luxury, Infiniti of Montgomery, at 4000 Eastern Bypass and online at InfinityOfMontgomery.com. QX55 VIN, NF11-4529, QX80 VIN, N97-4333. Leases are 10,000 miles per year, $499 dealer dock fee, plus tax, title, license, and no security deposit required on approved credit. Offers end 5/31/22.
At Infiniti of Montgomery, you'll never pay a market adjustment fee where price sells Infiniti.
Who can Alabama Republicans trust to fight for our values? Katie Britt is a Christian conservative, pro-life mother of two. Britt is a successful business leader who knows how to create jobs. And she's been on President Trump's team for years, helping to build the wall and putting conservatives Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. Katie Britt is ready to fight for Alabama in the United States Senate. Here's Katie Britt.
Growing up here in Alabama, I learned your word is your bond. I'm running to be your senator, so you deserve to know where I stand. I'll protect life, defend our Second Amendment, fight for stronger borders, and make sure that America is energy independent. I'm running this race for my kids and for yours. I love this state, and I believe in this state. Together, we'll create more opportunity for Alabama and make America safe and secure. I'm Katie Britt, and I approve this message, and I would be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by Brit for Alabama, Inc.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for the hottest weather so far this year. In fact, we may be flirting with some records over the next couple of days and still dry. So for today and tomorrow, hot and dry, mostly sunny skies, high both days right around 96. The record is 97. Even on Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 95. Then over the weekend, scattered showers and thunderstorms as a front approaches. Saturday's high 92. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good afternoon, everyone. April Marie Fogel here.
Back on almost back on schedule, April Rain, but not quite. It's just the way it's going to be, isn't it, until Election Day, which is Tuesday, I understand. So I've been paying attention.
Yeah, Tuesday, May 24th.
Can't miss it.
Sneaking up on us. All right.
It's not going to get by you, I don't think.
No. I hopefully not. Dylan Rings, our good friends over there at 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway, they can help you if you need to enjoy. They've got a coupon on their Facebook. Enjoy one free ring size down when you use the Customer Rewards Summer Repair Card, which you can get. You can get on there online. So check that out. If you are looking for in the market for a gift, whether it be for a lady who's a loved one, maybe your wife, your mother, your daughter. There's all sorts of reasons you might be in the market for a gift these days. It's graduation time, birthdays, anniversaries, all sorts of things going on. Maybe for Father's Day, you want to get the gentleman in your life a little something pretty. They have men's jewelry, men's watches and rings and bracelets and necklaces there as well. And if you don't see the absolute perfect gift, the thing you really had in mind, Josh can design something for you. So do check out Dylan Rings. They're D-Y-L-A-N Rings. They're DylanRings.com and Dylan Rings on Facebook. And you will be glad you shopped there. I always tell people, shop local. And it was really important to support your local small businesses. And Josh and Leslie over there are just great people.
Keep your money at home.
Let's go to East.
Hey, very quickly, you might have already been consoled about not being able to throw out the first pitch last night. I have a monthly meeting that I go to with the voice of the Biscuits, Rick Hendrick. And I saw him there, and I thought, no, you're supposed to be at the ball game. He said, no, they shut it down because some of the guys got sick. I hope that didn't disappoint you terribly.
I was devastated, East.
Well, and I drove home to him. Listen, you guys are going to have her back. So hopefully the next time you do this, I'll be able to be there to yell and shout, and make a fool of myself.
Well, I appreciate that. You can ask Scott Mosley. I got a baseball, and I had that baseball in my hand so that I could practice the grip. I had that baseball in my hand from about noon until I got the call, and it was just the saddest. My daughter sent me a message, and she's like, Mom, you didn't send me a video. And I was like, oh, baby, I hadn't told her it was canceled. And so, yes, I was sad.
I can just see your face, and I'm talking to you on the phone. Look, keep that baseball and continue to mess with it. And I had a good friend that was a baseball player, and he carried a baseball around with him everywhere he went to develop his hand-eye coordination on that. So you do that, and me and Sky will be there, and we will shout.
All right, you got it, East. Well, I will. And I was invited at the last minute to this one, so we only had like a day's notice, I think. And so this next time we'll get more notice.
Oh, we'll have the fan club out there.
Indeed. Yeah, we're going to make a big to-do out of this. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Marie, our AMF t-shirts on and everything.
Oh, my gosh. This is something.
Rock Red River Walk. Place to the ground, man. We're do it up right.
I'm not even get up and dive into the crowd like Iggy Pop, man. What are you talking about?
Awesome.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you. Well, in my 1-year anniversary of Straight Talk with April Marie is coming up. So I started in the end of April, beginning of May, filling in for Dan Morris last year. And he was, after his surgery, thinking that he, of course, would recover fast on a different timeline.
Of course.
And so it didn't become Straight Talk with April Marie until 3.5 months, maybe a little more later. And so we do have an anniversary that we will figure out a way to celebrate.
Well, I just want you to know that we'll be there to support you, throwing out the first pitch. And I believe many others will. We just didn't have much notice this time. So often things work out for the best.
Yeah, often they do.
If we get out of the way.
Well, we will see what happens. All right. Let's take a quick break so that we can get back on track.
Please.
You know, that's what your job is, to keep me out of trouble.
I don't make the schedule. I just keep
to it. You just keep it. All right, we're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we will go to the phone lines, and I have a clip of Jen Psaki's replacement. Bless her heart. Mm-mm-mm. She is, she's struggling. Back in a minute.
To work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Baker because Chip Baker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Baker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Baker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Baker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Baker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Andrew Sorrell, husband, father, Christian, small business owner, and a proven fiscal conservative. For the last 4 years, Andrew Sorrell has been representing the families of Alabama House District 3 as their state representative. And now, he wants to take his common sense conservative approach to Montgomery to serve as our next state auditor.
If you believe in government accountability, I'm Andrew Sorrell, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by committee to elect Andrew Sorrell, P.O. Box 2876, Muscle Shoals, Alabama 35662.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican, we need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, another day down.
Went by just like that.
Just like that.
Every time I looked up.
Make it stop.
No, you enjoy it too much. Admit it.
But I want to be on air all day. I just want to sit here and talk to you guys. As my son says, I want to be your BFF.
I know what that means.
You're my BFF. And then you make him angry, and he goes, "You're not my BFF." All right.
Ouch.
I know, right? Among the things I'm working on, in addition to my ums and ahs, which, by the way, if I do say so myself, I'm getting quite better at that in the last week. I'm consciously talking slower so that I don't say this as much. It's good times. But among the things I'm working on is the more serious April Marie on topics. And then I go off and, you know.
Too much seriousness makes
a dull radio show, right? Yeah, yeah. Okay, before we go to the phone lines, which are blowing up again, let's do Sweet Creek Farm Market. Our good friends over there at Sweet Creek stop by. They have their watermelons. They've got their carryout, dine-in or carryout for their Sweet Creek little restaurant there. I don't even know what the restaurant is called. It's the market, and then there's the Sweet Creek Market restaurant. So go visit them. I'm looking at a BLT that looks amazing, absolutely amazing. They have watermelons. I took one home with me, and the children destroyed it. It looked like, I don't remember the comedian's name, but the comedian who used to bash watermelons, you guys will know who I'm talking about. Do you know the comedian who bashed watermelons? What was his name?
Oh, that was Gallagher.
Yes, that's what it looked like at my house with our Sweet Creek watermelon, and a lot of fun was had by all.
I'd like to see that.
They have a new barista at the Roost, so go by and introduce yourself. Become a regular there. You guys know I love my coffee, but when you can, get it local.
We should do a remote from Sweet Creek real soon.
I think we should as well.
I like that.
If you're looking for something to do any evening, you can go out there and have dinner at the Pavilion. So check that out. Their chickens, the chickens will hang around you. It's pretty fun, actually. All right, let's go to Texas Sunshine.
Hey, April Marie. Hello.
Hello. Hi there.
How are you?
Yes, dear.
We're doing all right.
Sweet Creek watermelons are to die for.
They are.
I went to a birthday party for a two-year-old, and they sent me home with enough sliced watermelon that I just ate that for 2 days.
It's
good. And their Cuban sandwich is, fantastic.
To die for.
Hey, I'm proud of you. Go Mo.
Yeah.
I was kind of wishy-washy, but I've got to go with somebody that knows what they're talking about, and everything everybody said today. That's fantastic. Greg gave me some car buying tips yesterday. I'm about to buy a new car.
Ooh,
you have
exciting.
Any car buying tips?
I have no car buying tips. None whatsoever.
Get the undercoating.
I will tell you that I begrudgingly have agreed to look at replacing my SUV next year, and just to get a sense of what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate the experience of car shopping. So no idea,
terrible.
Texas Sunshine. All right. Well, we
it's
got
terrible.
A whole...
Okay, I love you. Get the next call.
Love you more.
Thank you.
Bye. I finally got her on a love you more. She usually, that's what she says. Let's go to Doug.
Doug.
Hey, April Marie.
Yes, dear.
You're the man of your life, the love of your life. I hope he was the one that convinced you. I've had just Chevrolet products for all of my life, and I'm the big 6-0. When they get between 200 and 250,000, that's when you start having trouble. But I'm not in retrospect, but all things considered, that's still a lot of miles.
Well, I wanted to run I wanted to run the truck into the ground, because when I grew up, that's just what you did. You drove it until it doesn't drive anymore. But this one is starting to, it turned into the money pit situation. So the air condition had issues. It's literally sitting at the shop right now. The air condition and the this and the that and the, the door, there's electronic issues. And so begrudgingly, I'm going to, while I can get a good trade-in, I'm going to probably do that in the next year.
Smart, smart. Of course, I'm a Army trained mechanic, and I was raised that way and then formally trained. And I did all of my maintenance work on mine, except obviously I can't do tires and that kind of real technical stuff. And my motor decided to go to pickup truck heaven with 332,000, but she's in the backyard, and eventually I'll put another motor in. But anyway, real quick, I love the way I don't know if you opened with this, but I'm glad that you brought back to our minds that ridiculous 40 with a B that the Dems sent and a bunch of Republicans voted for it. The Ukraine, and I love the way Billy put that in perspective. And I don't remember if it was your show or Joey's show, but the way that Mo Brooks, his comment was, and of course he voted for it, and he's not going to lose my vote, but I'm ashamed of that, ashamed of him for doing that. But anyway, Trump only asked for $5 trillion for the wall. When you look at 5 compared to 40, 5 is only 12% of 40. To protect our own southern border to our own country.
That's not a priority.
Give it to him.
Yeah, that's just not important.
Yeah.
Nope.
And I know he's not listening, but I know he's got a lot of supporters that are listening. He's too busy to listen. But Barry Moore, thank you from the bottom of my heart for voting no, and thank you for helping Clint get his daughter back to America.
Well,
you're a fine man.
Thank you for saying that. And yes, I was very excited that Clint they were able to help Clint.
Reunite.
Yep. All right. Thanks for calling, love.
Well, we have on, it sounds like, do we have a birthday? Do we have a birthday thing over there? I don't even know what we got. But let's go to Randall. Happy birthday, Randall.
I'm sorry. Let's see if there's Randall right there.
Yeah.
There he is.
It's your birthday?
Yeah. I kind of wish you would have kept that to yourself about who you're voting for, because there were so many undecided, and your radio show is so big that people probably just said, yeah, we'll just go vote for Mo just like she's doing, and we'll get in a runoff. But now, they're messing around, it might not be no runoff. You're going to have everybody vote for Mo, dadgummit. And I mean, it sounds real good what you're doing, but there's so many undecided that, that right there scared me when you said it. I was like, Lord, this is what everybody else is going to do.
Well,
now.
Here's what I debated on it. I talked to several people about the merits of saying who I was voting for. And some radio hosts choose to, some radio hosts choose not to. And this is my first cycle like this on, with Straight Talk with April Marie. And so I wasn't sure if I was going to, but I made it a point to tell you guys all along that I was undecided. And I felt like I made my decision. And so I didn't want to lie to y'all and say I was still undecided when I'm not anymore.
I think the numbers show it's still going to be a runoff. It just, I hope it still got my girl in there. At your big influence, what you did today, I might sway the numbers a little bit. But I just can't see, everybody talks about how they didn't want Katie because she was going to vote for the money every time and then turn around and be pulling on Mo's cake. I don't understand. You know what I mean? It's kind of, he done the same thing. I mean, he voted for it, y'all. I mean, no matter what, I know we heard you play the Good Samaritan story of O'Kinshaw. But I just don't see how much, that just don't seem, if money is what keeps people from invading us, we've been invaded a long time ago. They know how poor our dollar is. They know it don't hold value. If they was worried about the money, they would have been invaded. So him saying that, I think it was just a nice way for him to get the pressure off his back and make it seem like that he's fighting the fight over there. And it really ain't. We just spent a bunch of money, and you went off page to page. We don't know. I mean, and people got to get paid to make sure that money goes places. I mean, that's the other part.
It's gonna be a hot mess, Randall. Hey, we've got phone lines are full.
All right, we'll see you.
Happy birthday,
Randall.
Thank y'all.
All right, let's go to Rodney B.
Rodney B, right there at the top of the list.
Yeah, my birthday is 5/22.
Okay.
And also, I was wondering, did you see the mayor of Ohio?
The mayor of Ohio? I did not.
Well, make it real short. He was at a board of education forum or meeting. And he flat out told the board of education, the teachers, that they were subjecting the children to pornographic imagery. Oh. And he gave them a choice. He told them, you either resign or we're going to bring you up on charges, because he had just got through speaking to a judge. That happened not too recently, but I would be glad to send you the video.
Whoa. Yeah. You have Facebook?
Yes.
Shoot it over to me. I'm at APRYLMARIE. It's a black and white picture of me.
April at...
If you just go facebook.com/APRYLMARIE, you're going to get my page.
Rodney B., those numbers again, please, if you don't mind. For Sweet Creek.
5/22. I'm going to try to remember that.
You got it. All right. But you got a birthday coming up, so happy birthday to you. And we have to hand off the mic. I have so much.